This morning in my Bible study, I was reading John chapter 4, and I read verse 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him," these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was speaking to the woman at the well. He said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Everlasting life. Now begin to think about everlasting life. What is everlasting life? What does it mean? I remember an illustration of a woman that was talking to a preacher one time, and she said, "I believe you can lose your salvation." And he said, "You think so?" And she said, "Yeah, I really do." Well, he said then, "I guess John 3:15 through 16, speaking of eternal life, John 4:14, speaking of eternal life, John 4:36, John 5:24, John 6:27, verse 40, verse 47, verse 54, is not true." And she said, "What do you mean it's not true?" And he said, "Well, it says eternal life, and you're saying that it's not eternal. You're saying that you can have it one day and lose it the next." And, "Oh," she said, and she got the point. Many people that say you can have eternal life one day and lose it the next do not have eternal life, because eternal life is forever, beloved. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18 tells us, "While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." In our previous Bible study, I was talking about how short this earthly life is. This earthly physical body that we live in is temporal, beloved. This body is temporary. This body is not going to endure. This body is not going to last. But you see, we get our identity from our spirit. We're told in Ephesians chapter 2 that we were dead in trespasses and in sin. That's who we were. And did you know there's many walking dead about us? Many people around us every day that we come in contact with who are spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. So they may look alive, but actually they're dead, separated from God. For Jesus Christ is life eternal. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so we get our identity from our spirit, not from the body we live in. And the way that man identifies someone else is by physical appearance, but God identifies us by our true identity, which is our spirit. And so, beloved, the child of God is going to live forever. Now, we talk about death and when I'm going to die. But the truth of the matter is, beloved, I am not going to die. I have eternal life, and I have already passed from death into life. John 5:24, Jesus speaking, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Beloved, I've already passed from death unto life. Now, this body, this earth suit that I live in, is going to die, but I'm not going to die. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm not going to die, beloved. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you're not going to die either. Many times when we go to a funeral, we say goodbye to the body, but we don't say goodbye to the individual. They've already left the body, and they're in the presence of the Lord if they knew Jesus as their Savior. If they did not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, then they've gone to the same place the rich man did that's described in Luke chapter 16. How terrible and awful it is to die without the Lord Jesus and eternal life. John 6:51, again Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. He shall live forever. Beloved, you need to underscore that in your Bible. He shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And Jesus gave his body on that old rugged cross as he died for you and for me. He gave his body to die for you and for me. In John 11:25-26, Jesus said unto Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, and Ephesians chapter 2 makes it clear, we were dead in trespasses and in sin. You're born spiritually dead because you're born dead to God in your spirit, beloved. We're born with that sinful nature. Now, God still has mercy on a child and upon a baby until it reaches the age of accountability. And we learned that from the Old Testament, where David lost his baby that was born by Bathsheba, and God took that baby because of their sin. And David wept until he found out the baby had died, and then he cleaned himself up and said, I can go to him. And he went to be with the Lord. And so we believe that children that die before they reach the age of accountability go to be with the Lord. And so here we read, Jesus said, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And in John 11:25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you see that, beloved? Underscore that in your Bible. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Beloved, I believe it. I'm never going to die. Yes, this old body I live in is going to die, but the body's not Bob Griggs. It's just the earth suit that I live in. Again, in Matthew 22 and verse 29a, Jesus answered, and he was the one speaking in verse 32 about God the Father, when he said that God the Father said, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then Jesus said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And beloved, that's very, very true. He's my God, and I have eternal life, and I'm never going to die. 1 John 3:14, we know. This is something you can be certain of if you know Jesus as your Savior. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Beloved, have you passed from death into life? If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus said, you have life eternal, and you will never die. Hallelujah. What a wonderful truth. Goodbye.